Hello, this is Larry, a.k.a. Blue Man Rule from Open Form Radio, and I am here to give a brief but instantaneous review of Thor. Just went with my brother, my nephew, and my oldest son, and we watched Thor in 3D at the local Tinseltown Theater, Cinema Theater, and in real 3D, just in case you're wondering which style of 3D it was. And it was pretty good. I can't remember the actor's name, but Thor actually shows up in the movie, and as you learn very early on, Thor is banished from Asgard, and essentially is of Odin knows what he's doing. So it's a good movie. There's a lot of action in there. Of course, there are a lot of, Lady Sif, a lot of his other colleagues and friends are there. And of course, you really can't have a Thor story without Loki. And Loki was in there. And I will just say that we all know the mythology of Loki. If you've even ever once tried to play Marvel Ultimate Alliance, you know that Loki is a trickster. And I'll say this, though. Loki had the actor that played Loki had it. He was amazingly and surprisingly likable. He did a fantastic job. Natalie Portman was great as always, and I mean it was a good showing. Of course, Stan Lee makes his famous Marvel cameo, and it was in fantastic fashion, I'll say. And but I enjoyed Thor. I'm really looking forward to a lot of the movies they have coming out this summer. A lot of the couple of other Marvel-based comic movies that are coming out this summer, i.e. X-Men First Class and Captain America, and they're gonna look great. I definitely recommend you go see them in 3D. A lot of people kind of talked about how 3D, I know folks from Truthfully Geeking, our newest podcast of the network, discussed about how 3D is not here to stay, and it's not the end-all be-all, and it's not the end-all be-all, but it is a legitimate entertainment method. Guarantee that. So, I was excited about watching that, and I recommend a 3D experience for that movie. Of course, it didn't play up to the 3D, except in the early goings-on, but it was a good movie. I enjoyed Thor, and of course, after the credits, always stay after a Marvel movie's credits to get a little bit of insight of what's going to happen next. So, pretty good stuff. Thanks for listening. This has been my brief and spontaneous review of Thor, the movie. You can find more movie reviews at Lamar's Movie Palace via my website, Open Form Radio. And we'll talk more games, movies, television, pop culture, sports, all over there. So www.openformradio.com. If you want to catch some of our antics in podcast form, please do so at performradio.libsyn.com or vicjousmc86.libsyn.com. The number's 86. And that is about it. Thanks for listening. Let's get it.